Let's look to the Lord in prayer once again, shall we? Father, thank you that we can be here tonight, thankful for songs sung, testimonies shared, a Savior praised and glorified, and we thank you for your word now. Pray that this evening you might minister to our hearts, and that you would get the glory as we continue this ongoing topic of friends. May this be a blessing to you tonight. We'll thank you and praise you in your name. Amen. Andrew, let's call this one. He's long gone. You got me. The Unfailing Friend. That's our title for this one. The Unfailing Friend. Let's turn to our text verse for this whole friendship topic that we've been looking at. And if you don't remember what our key verse is, it's Proverbs 18, verse 24. A man that hath friends must show himself friendly. And there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. We have not addressed this verse specifically. I mean, we gave it as our text to begin with on with this principle. If you want friends, you have to be a friend. And we've looked several different directions in recent weeks. But I chose to come back to this one this evening. I think it was a couple of weeks ago, my wife and I were talking about our topic on friendship, and she brought up this verse, and she said something to the effect that, well, when are you going to talk about this friend who sticks closer than a brother? I said, we're going to get there. We're going to get there. I know everybody is thinking that he forgot about that verse. No, I didn't. Let me ask you a question. Just who is the friend that sticks closer than a brother? Who said that? Jesus. Any other ideas? How many of you say, how many of you would say it's Jesus is the friend that sticks closer than a brother? Come on, let's see your hands here. Do you know I have heard that my whole life? And I thought, boy, you know, when I want to look for material on that in my study and study books and things that I have, there's probably going to be tons of material that's going to just author after author is going to be saying, well, of course we know that the friend that sticks closer than a brother is Jesus Christ. So this week as I sat down and said, okay, it's time, let's look at this, and I figured, man, I'm going to have trouble sorting out. Can't use all the material because everybody knows Jesus is the friend that's closer, that sticks closer than a brother. Isn't there even a song that There's a friend that is closer than a brother. And that's not me it's talking about. But somebody wrote a song saying that, well, it's the Lord. That was my mental preparation to address this. Now let me take you to reality. As I started pulling from the shelves, everything I owned on the book of Proverbs, what do you think I found? Isn't that strange? I mean, I've heard my whole life, Jesus is the friend that sticketh closer than a brother. And if that's true, how come these authors are not picking up on that and contributing to it in their commentaries and in their Bible study books? Let me share with you what I discovered. The Liberty Study Bible, or Nelson Study Bible, says this regarding that 24th verse. Now, you keep your ears open for Christ here, okay? A man that hath friends must show himself friendly, may also be translated, quote, a man of many friends comes to ruin. In other words, a man must not spread himself too thin among many superficial relationships. For better is it to have genuine friends who become like family and love at all times, end of quote. And I looked at that and I thought, Liberty, where's your contribution here to help out in preparing for this? I didn't hear a word about it, did you? Well, I have a Matthew Henry. He's an old classic. Commentary on the whole Bible, 6 volumes. And I pulled out the section on Proverbs, and I got to 18:24, and here's what Matthew Henry said. In our troubles, regarding this 24th verse, we expect comfort and relief from our relations, but sometimes there is a friend that is nothing akin to us, the bonds of whose esteem and love prove stronger than those of nature, and when it comes to the trial, will do more for us than a brother will. Now, he did go on and give you this one sentence. And this was the first time I even saw the name. Christ is a friend to all believers that sticks closer than a brother. To him, therefore, let them show themselves friendly. Then I have a, I don't remember, 24, 25, set volume, pulpit commentary when I was ordained to the ministry back in 1972 before we left our first church where I was youth pastor to take my own first pastorate in St. Louis, Missouri. They took up an offering for my ordination, and It was hundreds of dollars, and I invested it in a pulpit commentary. These 25 books, 25, 28, and you can see those burgundy ones in the top shelf of my office anytime you come in there. Pulpit commentary, I thought for sure that would really help out. So I pulled out Proverbs of the pulpit commentary. And here is what the pulpit commentary had to say. No doubt the object of Solomon was simply to give us a type and picture of true friendship. But as in a previous case, and he gave chapter 17, it is impossible for Christians not to recognize the application of the picture to Jesus Christ. All right, go get them. Yeah, now, that's what I've heard. Now give me some goods to work with here. These people are going to be sitting here Sunday night, and they're going to be saying, Pastor, I want to hear how Jesus Christ is a friend closer than a brother. His friendship is in all senses truly brotherly. He becomes a brother man. Pardon me, he became a brother man in order that he might enter into closest relationships of love and sympathy with us. And he proves his friendship by doing more than any man ever did for his brother. That was it. I was bummed. As I said, I pulled out study Bible after study Bible that had helpful footnotes, and I thought, well, surely this author in his study Bible is going to be coming up with some good comparisons how the friend that sticks closer to a brother is our Lord, and nothing. In the pulpit commentary, there is one author who makes a commentary on each chapter. And then after you get to the end of the chapter, they have commentaries from other authors. And as I was looking at the Proverbs 18, I started looking, thinking, we got a little bit. The author of Proverbs opened the door and said, well, yeah, you know, Christ is, he shows himself more friendly than anybody else. But as I went along and looked at the contributions from some other authors, I came across what I'm going to share with you tonight. This is not original with me. I was planning on coming up with something really original. I was going to take all the piles of material that I was going to get from all of these sources, adding fuel to the fact that, yes, Christ is closer to the brother in this way and this way and this way and this way. And when I had done all of the searching, guess what? I only found one man that put forth a four-point outline, and I'm borrowing his. The gentleman's name is W. I don't know what that stands for. Clarkson. C-L-A-R-K-S-O-N. I don't know anything about Mr. Clarkson, except I'm thankful he wrote something so I could share with the people who have been this whole friend study saying, when's he going to get to the last half of verse 24? The friend that sticks closer to us than a brother is our Lord. Well, You just don't find material anywhere out there on that. So having said that, here's what Mr. Clarkson said. The unfailing friends, if these words had occurred in a book written any time A.D., we should unhesitatingly have referred them to our Lord. And that's what Christians have been doing forever, haven't they? They are beautifully and perfectly applicable to him. For closer than any brother is he who is not ashamed to call us brethren. Well, having said that, Mr. Clarkson's first point as far as how he is a friend who sticks closer than a brother, he says this. Number one, he comes nearer to us than any brother can. He comes nearer to us than any brother can. A human brother can draw very near to us in his knowledge of us and his brotherly sympathy for us, but not as Christ, our divine friend, can and does. His knowledge of us is perfect. His knowledge of our hopes, our fears, our struggles, our sorrows, of our aspirations and our endeavors, of all that passes within us. So, as we think of a friend, there is a friend that sticketh closer to us than a brother. Our Lord does. And he does it knowing everything about you and me. How many of you have a friend that will stick that close to you, knowing everything about you? Your pluses, your minuses, the good features, the not so good features, but our Lord does, doesn't he? Not only his knowledge of us is perfect, but Mr. Clarkson says his sympathy with us and his help for us are such as man cannot render. He can pity with a perfect tenderness of spirit. And he can touch our hearts with a sustaining and healing hand in the kindest and wisest, or as the kindest and wisest man cannot. Our Lord can sympathize with us and help us as no friend can. It's a pretty good point, isn't it? You say, but you didn't give us any scripture there. Well, I realize that, but we're giving you scriptural truth regarding our Lord, aren't we? Number two, he's a friend that sticketh closer than a brother because he is always the same to us. Our brother is not. Yes or no? We can never be sure that our kindest brother will be in a mood or in a position to lend us his ear or his hand. Yes or no? Now, so many times, we have a need and we can call on him. Here's where I speak with a handicap. I don't have a brother. I was an only child till I was 13 and a half years old. And then my sister was born, and I left home 4 years later. So I grew up on my own without a brother or a sister to depend upon. But many of you, yeah, I had brothers, I had sisters, yeah. Can you always count on them? Sometimes you can't even get air between the love and the friendship between a brother and a sister, and other times they are as far as from east is from west when you get their goat and they're not happy with you. And this second point, our Lord is always the same to us. Brothers are not. You have to, if they're not in a mood, if you say something they don't like, look out, and they'll let you know about it. He says, we have not to make this qualification or enter into this consideration when we think of Christ. We know we shall not find him too occupied to hear us. Have you ever called on a brother or sister only to hear them say, I can't help you right now. I'm in the middle of something. I'll call you back later. Well, maybe now's when you need it. You don't need it later. He's never too occupied to hear us. He's never too indisposed to sympathize with us. Or unable to help us. He's always what? He's always there. Isn't that true? And whether we find his name widely spoken of in this verse, how true it is that we can apply this 24th verse to our Lord and Savior, because truly he does stick closer to us than any natural relationship. He is always the same, and he is ever ready to receive and bless us. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8 tells us this very familiar little verse when it says, Jesus Christ, the what? The same yesterday and today and forever. That's our Lord. Well, Mr. Clarkson goes on and he gives us point number three. And he says he sticks closer than a brother. When he says number three, his patience is inexhaustible. Our brother's is not. Patience. That's one of those loaded words, isn't it? Any of you ever lose patience with someone? Don't we? Do you know our Lord? His patience is inexhaustible. I think of the answer that he gave to Peter when Peter said, Lord, how many times should I forgive someone for the same offense? You know, the law required them to forgive three times. And then you don't have to forgive them anymore. Peter thought, okay, I'll double it and then throw one more in for good measure. How about if somebody commits the same offense to me seven times? That's double and one to go on of what the law of Moses required. Peter said, that good enough, Lord? What did our Lord say? Do the math. He said what? Seven times what? 70. That's 490. And we've said this before. The Lord did not mean that you kept a little notebook. Let's see there. This is 273rd time that I've had to forgive you of that. And I'm just counting down until 490, and then I'm closing the book on you, and there won't be any more forgiveness. No, the whole point was, if somebody offends you, don't lose your patience with them. Do what with them? Forgive them. But I've forgiven them. How many times do I have to keep forgiving them? As many times as they keep offending. That's what our Lord does. And He doesn't lose patience with us. By our importunity, or by our infirmity, or by our unworthiness, we may weary the most patient human friend or brother, but we do not weary our divine friend. He doesn't lose patience with us, and He doesn't say, I've had it with you. And even though we do that or be that which is evil and hurtful, which is painful and grievous in His sight, still He bears with us. And at our first moment of spiritual return, He is prepared to welcome and restore us. That's a good friend, isn't it? That's our Lord. He comes nearer to us than any brother ever can. He's always the same to us. No brother is. And His patience is inexhaustible. Number four, Mr. Clarkson adds here, he ever liveth. Our brother may be taken from us. True or false? He's not going to die. He's going to be there. He says here, because of that, because of these truths, the fact that we can always count on him to be there, Mr. Clarkson gives some points, some guidance for our consideration, and with these we'll close. He says, seek the lasting favor and friendship of Jesus Christ, number one. Make him your friend. Get as close to him as you can. Don't stop drawing close to the Lord. Number two, realize the honor of that friendship and walk worthy of it. In John chapter 15, verses 13 through 15, our Lord said this to his disciples that last night when he said, greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And Jesus looked to his disciples and he said, you are my friends if you do whatsoever I command you. Jesus then said, henceforth, from this point on is what he means, I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth. But he said, I have called you friends for all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. Seek that friendship and recognize the honor of it. Number three, gain from that friendship all the comfort, strength, and sanctity which a close and living relationship with him will surely yield. Gain from it all the comfort, strength, sanctity which a close and living friendship with him will surely yield. And then finally, this last challenge, Mr. Clarkson says, number four, introduce all whom you can to him, that they may share in this invaluable blessing of having a friend that truly sticks closer than a brother. Praise the Lord. I send you home with a challenge. You see what you can find to add to, confirm more about this truth that we have looked at this evening. I shared with you everything I could find, and I was shocked that there is so little in print when I have heard this truth my whole life. Let's stand and be dismissed in prayer. Father, thank you that our Lord and Savior does remain loyal, true, sticks closer to us. He never fails us. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. I pray that these truths from some unknown man's pen will be a blessing to our hearts as we ponder this verse, as we make those comparisons. Well, yes, the Lord is better than any friend because of this, because of that, because of this feature. May we spend time building on, even in our own thinking and meditation, more truths to glorify and magnify you, Lord Jesus. In your name we pray, amen.